Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on today. Praise God, the day in which the Lord has made. And again, I say, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I want to thank those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, and any way in which you're bringing forth David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We come forth on today just once again to say, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, and glory to your name. We want to say hello to all those listening in Canada. Praise God. Praise God. We thank those, praise God, that are in Belgium. Praise God. We see you out there. God bless you for your support in the name of Jesus. We thank God for those that are in South America. Praise God. Puerto Rico. We like those that are in high Iowa, in Illinois, in Chicago. God, we see 708-847-312. Praise God. 702-618. Praise God. God bless each and every one of you that are joining us on today. So we don't go any further without reading the word. Let us take a moment of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this evening, Lord God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God, for your grace, your mercy, and your love. We thank you, Father God, for dying for our sins in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're cleansing us, healing us, and delivering us from the negativity and wrong that has been in this life, but you deliver us and healed us. And we thank you. As we continue to move forward on today, we pray for understanding. We pray for knowledge, and we pray for wisdom. We pray for the presence of the Spirit of God to manifest upon us on this evening as we hear and as we read the Word of God. We pray for those that are sick and shut in and are less fortunate in Jesus' name. God bless each and every one of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Again, I want to give honor to God who is the head of my life. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where I come forth on this evening, once again, acknowledging my wife, giving her honor, acknowledging her for being a queen and a teacher and a prophetess. And we thank God for her work in the ministry. We pray and thank God for the men and women of God that are bringing forth the Word of God and taking time out on continuing hearing the reading of the Word this evening. As we come forth with our introduction, we do continue to thank those that support our ministry, and we ask if you desire to financially support the ministry, praise God, we can send your gift, your love token to ShawDavid1968@yahoo.com. Praise God. And that goes through our PayPal account through David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where all proceeds, praise God, go towards the show, paying for the radio show, helping those that are less fortunate than we are, the homeless, the hungry, those that need clothing, praise God, and are in help and need help. That's what the proceeds help to go forth in helping those in society. We thank God for today as we continue to read the Word of God. We come forth praying and asking, we continue to help us with the pronunciation of the various names. And as we go forward, I ask that you continue to pray for me. Amen. Let us read. As we come out of the book of Nehemiah, chapter 10. Now, they have a lot of names, a lot of personal names of individuals that we're going through in this chapter. So we're going to go through them. We pronounce them the best we can. In Jesus' name. Let us read. Nehemiah, chapter 10. Now those that sealed were Nehemiah, the Tishrita, the son of Hilkiah, and Zedekiah, Sirai, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pasher, Amariah, Melchijah, Metus, Shibaniah, Melech, Haram, Mirma, Obadiah, Daniel, Jenatan, Barak, Melshulam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maziah, Beljah, Shemaiah. These were the priests. Benua of the sons of Henadad, Kedamiel, and their brethren. Shebaniah, Hadajah, Kilata, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rahab, Heshabiah, Zakur, Sherubiah, Shebana, Hadajah, Benai, Biniu, the chief of the people, Parosh, Pehath, Moab, Elam, Zetu, Bena, Buni, Asgad, Bigdai, Abadaja, Bigba, Adin, Atur, Azekiah, Azur, Habajah, Hashum, Bezi, Heriapha, Henatok, Hebai, Megapash, Heshulam, Hither, Mishabel, Zedek, Jabua, Petalata, Hanan, Hananiah, Jose, Hananiah, Hesud, Helishash, Palaha, Shebek, Reham, Heshbana, Manasseh, and Ahijah, Hanan, Anan, Melech, Haram, Bena, and the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nethin, and all them that had separated themselves from the people of the land unto the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding. They clave to their brethren and nobles and entered into the curse and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and the overseer, and do all the commandments of the Lord our God, and his judgments and his statutes, and that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons' victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year and the execution of every debt. Also, we would ordinances for us to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of the shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the showbread, and for the continental meat offering, and for the continual burnt offering, and the Sabbath, and the new moons, and the set feast, and for the holy things, and for the sin offerings, to make an atonement for Israel, and for all the work of our house of our God. And we cast the lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people, and the wood offering, and bring it into the house of our God, after the house of our fathers, at times appointed year by year, to burn upon the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law, and to bring the first fruits of our ground, and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees, year by year unto the house of the Lord. Also the firstborn of our sons and our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and our flocks, to bring to the house of our God, unto the priests that minister to the house of our God, and to that we should bring the first fruits of our dough, and our offerings, and our fruit of our all manner of trees, and wine of all oil, unto the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our village, tillage. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites. When the Levites take tithes, the Levites shall bring up the tithes of the tithes unto the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasurer's house. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn and the new rain and the oil unto the chamber, where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the porters, and the singers, and we will not forsake the house of our God. Chapter 11. The rulers of the people dwelt in Jerusalem. The rest of the people dwelt and also cast lots to bring one of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city. The 9 parts to dwell in other cities. And the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. No, there. These are the chief of the province that dwelt in Jerusalem. But in the cities of Judah dwelt every one in his possession in their cities, to wit, Israel. The priests and the Levites and the Netanim and the children of Solomon's servants. At the Jerusalem dwelt certain of the children of Judah and the children of Benjamin, of the children of Judah. Athaiah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, and the son of Amariah, the son of Sattiah, the son of Melaleel, of the children of Perez, and Manasseh, the son of Barak, the son of Kolehez, the son of Hezekiah, the son of Abadah, the son of Jerob, and the son of Zechariah, the son of Seloni, all the sons of Perez that dwelt in Jerusalem were 483,000 men. And these are the sons of Benjamin. Salut, the son of Muslim, the son of Jade, the son of Padea, the son of Kalia, the son of Masia, the son of Atiel, the son of Jesiah, and after him, Gabi, Sali, 928, and Joel, the son of Zechariah, was their overseer, and Judah, the son of Sinua, was second over the city. Of the priest, Jediah, the son of Jared, and Jechem, the Seraiah, the son of Hekiah, and the son of Meshullam, and the son of Zadok, and the son of Merah, and the son of Ahitu, was the ruler of the house of God. And their brethren that did the work of the house were 822. And Adiah, the son of Jerome, the son of Peliah, the son of Amizi, the son of Zechariah, and the son of Peshur, the son of Mechaliah, and his brethren, chief of his fathers, 240-2. And Amashai, the son of Azriel, and the son of Asai, the son of Meshulam, the son of Emer, and their brethren, mighty men of valor, 128, and their overseers was Zedil, the son of one of the great men. Also, of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Heshub, the son of Izrakim, the son of Heshbiah, the son of Buni, and Shabbatiah, the Jezabad, and the chief of the Levites, had the oversight of the outward business of the house of God. And Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zebi, and the son of Asaph, was the principal of to begin the thanksgiving in prayer. And Bakubiah, the second among his brethren, and Abadah, the son of Shemua, the son of Gela, the son of Jeduthun. All the Levites in the holy city were 284. Moreover, the porters, Akub, Telemum, and their brethren, that kept the gates were 172. Under the residue of Israel, of the priests and the Levites, who are in all the cities of Judah, everyone in his inheritance. But the Nephilim dwelt in Ophel, and Zehah and Gispah were over the Netinim. The overseer also of the Levites at Jerusalem was Uzi, the son of Benai, the son of Hishbiah, the son of Mattiah, and the son of Micah, of the sons of Asaph. The singers were over the business of the house of God, for it was the king's commandment concerning them, that a certain portion should be for the singers due for every day. The Pittiah, the son of Mishabel, of the children of Zerah, the son of Zubah, was at the king in all matters concerning the people. And for the villages were their fields. Some of the children of Judah dwelt in Kirjath Arba and in the villages thereof, and at Dibon and in the villages thereof, and at Jekabzil and in the villages thereof, and at Jeshua and at Meladah and at Bethphelet and at Hazar Shul and at Beth Seba, and in the villages thereof, and at Ziklag, and at Mekabnab, and in the villages thereof, and at Inarimon, and Zeriah, and at Jarmuth, and Zenoa, at Dulam, and in the villages of Lachish, and in the fields thereof, at Ezekiah, and in the villages thereof. And they dwelt there, Beersheba, into the villages of Hinnom. The children also of Benjamin from Geba dwelt at Mishmash, and Ahijah, and their villages, and at Anakah, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gidom, Hibid, Zirbam, Nebla, Nob, and Ono, the village of craftsmen. And the Levites were divisions in Judah and in Benjamin. Chapter 12. Now these are the priests that the Levites that went up to Zerubbabel, the son of Jeshuel, and Joshua, Shariah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Melech, Hattush, Jekiah, Ram, Memra, Idu, Geneto, Abijah, Mimin, Madiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Joreb, Jediah, Shelu, Amek, Malikiah, Jediah. These were the chief of the priests and their brethren in the days of Jeshua. Moreover, the Levites, Jeshua, Beniwa, Kedimil, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mataniah, which was over the thanksgiving, he and his brethren. Also, Bukiah and Unai, their brethren, were over against them in the watches. And Jeshua begat Joachim. Joachim also begat Eliashib, and Eliashib begat Joiada, and Joiada begat Jonathan, and Jonathan begat Judua. And in the days of Joachim were priests, the chief of the fathers of Seraiah, Meraiah, and Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshulam, and Amariah, Jehoiakim, Melekah, Jonathan, and Shebaniah, Joseph, and Hiram, Adna of Amorah, Helekiah, of Abijah, Zechariah, and Menamin, and Moadiah, Peltah, and Biljah, Shemua, Shemaiah, Jonathana, and Jerib, Hetiah of Judiah, Uzi, and Shemai, Kilai of Amic, Eber of Ilkiah, Heshbiah of Jodiah, Nathaniel. The Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joab, and Jonam, and Judua were recorded chief of the fathers also, the priests, to the reign of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, the chief of the fathers, were written in the book of the Chronicles, even unto the days of Jonam, the son of Eliashib, and the chief of the Levites, Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, the son of Kedemiel, with their brethren over against them, the praise and to give thanks, according to the commandment of David, the man of God, word over against ward. Mataniah and Bakula, Obadiah, Mishlam, Telem, Akub were porters keeping in the world at the threshold of the gate. These were in the days of Joachim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Jezedek, in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest, the scribe. And the dedications of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all the places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedications with gladness, both with thanksgiving and with singing and cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the plain country ground, round about Jerusalem, and from the villages of Naphtali, also from the houses of Gigal, and out of the field of Geba and Azamfeth. For the singers of the had built them villages round about Jerusalem, and the priests and the Levites purified themselves and purified the people and the gates and the walls. Then I brought up the princes of Judah upon the wall and appointed two great companies of them that gave thanks. Therefore, one went on the right hand upon the wall toward the dung gate, and the other after them went Hashua and hold of the prince of Judah, half of the princes of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, and Mushalem, Judah, and Benjamin, and Shemaiah, and Jeremiah, and certain of the priests' sons and trumpets, namely Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, and the son of Matthiah, the son of Micaniah, the son of Zechur, and the son of Asaph, and his brother, Shemaiah, and Azrael, Malai, Gilead, Mai, Nethiel, and Judah, Hanai, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God, and Ezra, the scribe, before them. And at the fountain's gate, which was over against them, they went up by the stars of the city of David, at the going up of the wall above the house of David, even unto the water gate eastward. And the other company of them that gave thanks went over against them, and I after them, and half of the people upon the wall from beyond the tower of the furnaces, even onto the board wall. And from two above the gate of Ephraim, and above the old gate, and above the fish gate, and the tower of Haniel, the tower of me, even unto the sheep gate, and they stood still in the prison gate. So stood the two companies of the that gave thanks in the house of God, and I and the half of the rulers with me, and the priests, Eliakim, Messiah, Manaim, Micaiah, Elinia, Zechariah, Hananiah, and with trumpets, and Messiah, and Shemaiah, and Elzer, and Uzi, and Jonathan, and Melekah, and Elam, and Ezer, and the singers sang loud with Jezariah, their overseer. Also, that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also with the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. And at the time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures and the offerings for the first fruits and for the tithes that gather unto them out of the fields of the city, the portions of the law for the priests and the Levites. For Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. And both the singers and the porters kept the word of their God and the word of the purifications according to the commandment of David and Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph, the of old, thou were chief of the singers, the songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. And all of Israel, in the days of Zerubbabel, and in the days of Nehemiah, gave the portions of the singers and the porters every day his portion, and they sanctified holy things unto the Levites, and the Levites sanctified them unto the children of Aaron. Chapter 13. On that day, they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Amorites and the Moabites should not come into the congregation of God forever, because they meet not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit our God turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude, and there before this, Eliashib, the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our God, was allied unto Tobiah, and he held prepared for him to greet chamber, great chamber, where aforetime they laid the meat offering, the frankincense, and the thistles, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and to the singers, and to the porters, and to the offerings of the priests. But all this time was not at Jerusalem. For in the 2nd and 13th year, Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, came in unto the king, and after certain days obtained in leave on the king. And I came to Jerusalem and understood evil that Eliashib had for Tobiah in preparing him a chamber in his courts of the house of God. And it grieved me sore. Therefore I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. Then I commanded, and they cleansed the chambers, and thither I brought the vessel of the house of God with the great offering, with a meat offering and a frankincense. And I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, and the Levites and the singers that did the work were fled every one of his feet. They contended, with the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then brought all Judah the tithe of the corn for the new wine and the new oil onto the treasures. And I made treasures over the treasures. Shelemiah the priest and Zadok the scribe, and of the Levite, Padiah the next, and them which Hanan the son of Zakur and the son of Mattiah, for they were counted faithful, and their offices was to unto their brethren. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God, and for the offices thereof. Earth, in those days saw I in Judah, seeing treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in shades and laden asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens, which were by they brought into Jerusalem, and on the Sabbath of day, and I testified against them in the day when they sold victuals. There dwelt men of Tyre also then, which brought fish in all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath day unto the children of Judah and Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said unto them, what evil thing is it that ye do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus, and did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be broken before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of them, my servants, sit I at the gates, and there should no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants of the and sellers of all kind of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said unto them, why lodge ye about the wall? If ye do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth come they no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, that they should come and keep my God concerning the Sabbath day, remembering me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of my mercy, of thy mercy. In those days also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod and Ammon and of Moab, and the children of spake half in the speech, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them that cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair and daughters unto their sons. Nor take their daughters unto their sons, or for yourselves. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange wives? And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Elijah, and the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat and Horonite. Therefore I take them from him, from me. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Thus cleansed I them from all strangers, and appointed the words of the priest and the Levites, everyone in his business, and for the word, the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruits. Remember me, O my God, for good. Amen. That concludes the reading of Nehemiah. We'll pick up on Esther on tomorrow, praise God. Once again, we thank you for joining us on today. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he looked back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all.
You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Oh,
I'm gonna praise the Lord.